And then shortly about that time, my cousin Vicky, who I just saw yesterday, in fact, and she talked about the man that's doing this video, my brother Bill, and fondly, I might add. So she said he's very talented. So anyways, she had given me this poem. It's called "Oh God, You Must Know an Awful Lot." And I entered it in a veterans competition in December, and I didn't know the author's name, and he never did. For 30 years, I never knew his name. I just about a year ago, I found out his first name was Tim, but didn't know his last name, and Vicky didn't know, and her brother couldn't remember. And so, to make a long story short, 45 minutes before I had to know what his name was, basically, because I was heading for Minneapolis to see what place it took, I had to know his name if it took first place to be entered nationally. 45 minutes before I left for Minneapolis, just about a week ago, Vicky calls. First time she's called me that I can remember, and just wanted to talk. And I said, by the way, Vicky, could you ask your brother Jeff to tell me what that man's name was? Tim somebody that wrote that poem. And she said, stare. She said, I can't believe this. I haven't thought of his name for 35 years. And so here it goes. It's by Tim Stare. It is, Oh God, You Must Know an Awful Lot. And even the chords are from a different worldly, some song I learned a long time ago, and I just put the two together. God, last night I looked at the stars, and I saw Andromeda and Orion and Jupiter and Luna like a mobile on suspended orbs. I saw the cosmos of your creation, and I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about physics. Yesterday I played baseball and soccer and golf and tennis, and I watched my hands and my feet and my arms and my legs, and I saw this incredible engineering behind them and their almost impossible dexterity, and I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about athletics. Yesterday I heard the music that you gave to Bach and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, and I heard the voices that you gave to my friends David and Joni, and I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about music. Yesterday I saw a picture of a brain, that cellular mass that allows me to reason and decide and hate and love all on my own. And then I saw a computer with its flashing lights and circuits, and I saw what a pitiful facsimile it was next to that mass of cells. And I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about psychology. Yesterday I looked at the eye, that magnificent creation allows me to see in colors and depths and all kinds of things. And yet, though it's moist with tears, we can still see through it. Yet when our glasses get moist with moisture or rain or something, they're foggy and we can't see through them. And I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about optometry. Yesterday, I read about Socrates and Descartes and Kierkegaard. And I saw people, all kinds of people, and I saw them searching for the meaning. And then I knew that you had given everyone a spiritual name. And I thought, oh God, you must. must know an awful lot about philosophy. Today I read about Jesus, and I read that he's your only son, an extension of you. And I read about his death and how you sent him to take the rap for me, and how he was spat on and mocked and beaten and tortured for me, for worthless old me, and all this because you really care. And I thought, oh God, you must know an awful lot about love. Why do some people